This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The monthly WASDE report yesterday offered little change to Department of Agriculture forecast. This month's 2019-2020 U.S. corn supply and use outlook is unchanged relative to last month. The season average corn price received by producers was lowered a nickel to $3.80 a bushel based on observed prices to date. U.S. soybean supply and use projections for 19-20 are mostly unchanged this month as well, with soybean crush and exports projected at 2.1 billion bushels and 1.8 billion bushels respectively. Ending stocks remain at 425 million bushel. That's down 484 million from last year's record. The U.S. season average soybean price is projected at $8.70 a bushel. That's down a nickel as well. Finally, the 19-20 U.S. wheat supply and demand outlook is unchanged this month as well. The projected season average farm price is also unchanged at $4.55 a bushel. The report followed Monday's market plunge on coronavirus fears and large cuts to oil prices, which drug farm commodity prices lower as well. However, farm prices and Wall Street mostly regained some ground on Tuesday. In other news, hours of service regulations have been a big topic in the trucking industry over the past few years, and adjustments have been needed for some time. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, joined me yesterday to discuss the latest on those impending changes and explains that impending list of changes finally made it to the White House.
The regulations, I mean, this has been a project that seems like it's been going for, how many years now? But the hours of service regulations, which the changes have been on what they call the fast track. And for government, anything more than a couple of years is considered fast track. Anything less, I should say, is considered fast track. At this stage of the game, proposed regulations went from USDOT to the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, in the White House last week. This is the final step, whereas the White House will sign off on the regulations, and then they will be published in the Federal Register. At that time, USDOT will come back and say, these are the regulations, these are the final rule, this is what we're going to live and die by, and we'll find out what's in them. They've done a pretty good job of clamping up. We do feel fairly confident that it does include major provisions that truck operators wanted, especially having to deal with hours of rest, the sleeper time, as they call it. Being able to take their 10 hours off and being able to break that up into two periods, which is crucial for a lot of truck operators to be able to use their time better. The regulations say nothing about being able or having the ability to drive more. It doesn't say that at all. It just says that during your hours of rest, you can use them better. You can take a nap maybe for 4 hours and then sleep for six, three or seven. We aren't sure if that's what it's going to say, but we know that concept is going to be in there. And that's crucial to a lot of people who drive trucks. They, especially for someone who's driving halfway long haul, telling them that they have to pull over on the side of the road or a rest area for 10 hours and to spend 10 hours in their sleeper bunk or what have you, they'll tell you it's not productive. They can sleep maybe 7 hours. They feel great, ready to go out. But they're sitting around for another three because that's what the federal rule, the present rule says. So hopefully this will address that issue. It'll make truck operators more efficient. It'll actually make the system more efficient because you won't have this situation where at 6 o'clock in the morning, every truck in the world jumps on the highway or on the roads because they've all had to take the rest at the same time. New regulations, you'll be able to break it up, get more done because I'm not sitting in traffic and I'm not contributing to the traffic jam. I'm on the side of the road, so we'll let everyone else take care of it. So we think that's a very positive sign.
Again, that was Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers. And we'll continue with more ag news following this.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
Now's a perfect time for spring soil testing. Spring testing is the best way to ensure that your results are ready to be utilized this fall. When your combines are finished in the fields, fall fertilizer application will follow shortly if soil tests are already finished. M&M Service Company's Precision Farming Coordinator can combine your soil test, soil type, and yield to make a customized fertilizer program for your operation. Ask your crop specialist about spring soil testing to further maximize your fertilizer application this fall.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members save big with the new membership benefit platform. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms, theme parks, restaurants, and movies to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. If you aren't a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau but would like to join, call 217-854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Wednesday afternoon Ag Show. Continuing in other ag news, oil prices, much like the rest of world commodities, have been struggling as of recent. Allison Mack with GasBuddy.com says the coronavirus continues to greatly slow the China and now the world economy, leading to a glut of oil. On top of that, over the weekend, Saudi Arabia and Russia could not see eye to eye on production, so the two countries started a price war. Those two factors pushed oil prices lower to start this week, with prices as low as $30 per barrel. Mack says while coronavirus has been in place for a few weeks, the price war took investors off guard.
We're thinking, well, you know, we're going to figure out what we're going to do to hold back production, because we have to hold back production or oil prices are just going to continue to drop. So right now it's a war of egos. And so that's definitely hard to control and it's hard to predict. And so when something like that happens, it's very uneasy. And we just don't know where we're going to go from here.
Mack says at this point there is no indication how long this spat between Russia and Saudi Arabia will last. She noted Midwestern states are already starting to see relief at the pump at their neighborhood stations. And prices here in our local area are seeing those effects of the lower crude prices. Gas in the immediate area is averaging around $2.20 to $2.30 a gallon as of noon today. As you head towards the Metro East, that average is higher, averaging near $2.40. But if your travel takes you north or east today, prices are hovering right at $2. And according to GasBuddy.com on the app, the Flying J in Effingham has regular gas at $1.99 today. There's not as much variation in diesel prices, however. Average for diesel in the Springfield area is $2.50, but in our area and to the south and east, average price for diesel is between $2.60 and $2.70 a gallon. Moving on now to a look at weather. The December through February period, referred to as meteorological winter, was recorded as the ninth warmest here in Illinois. That's according to Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks.
That's right. If you look at data back to 1895, which is kind of the beginning for the national database, of course, many areas have records that go back farther than that, including parts of Illinois. But starting with that 1895 time frame, it ranked as the sixth warmest December through February for the lower 48 states as a whole. Here in Illinois, it ranked as the ninth warmest since 1895, just about 5 degrees above normal. We had a lot of above normal temperatures during that period of time, and really the truly wintry conditions were fairly short-lived during these 3 months. Looking at March so far, we're right on that trend again, running about 4 to 8 degrees above normal for the first 9 days of March. We really haven't had any cold weather to speak of so far this month in much of the Midwest. We had a little bit of rain pass through the region the past 24 hours, really the first major precip that some areas have seen so far this month. Saw a lot of 1/4 to 1 inch rainfall amounts across Illinois the past 24 hours, and a few amounts a little over an inch fell in the central and northern part of the state. So, you know, fairly significant rain for March. It is moving on to the east now. We'll have a short period of some dry weather today into tonight.
Again, that was Dan Hicks with Freeze Notice Weather. Taking a look now at our Ag Community Bulletin Board, the Sangamon County Farm Bureau Women's Committee will be holding their spring fling at the Sangamon County Farm Bureau office in Springfield. That'll be held next Wednesday, the 18th at 5:30 in the evening, but you must RSVP by this Friday. Coming up on Saturday, the U of I Extension here in Montgomery County will be hosting their All Gardeners Day. That'll be held from 8 a.m. till 12 noon at the Holy Family Catholic Church Parish on Saturday in Litchfield. And finally, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will be holding their live fish sale. That's coming up on Tuesday, the 7th of April, but pre-orders are due by April 1st. You can call the Montgomery County Soil and Water District's office at 532-3361 extension 3 for order forms, or they're available online at montswcd.com. And that'll wrap it up for this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. Reporting on this March 11th, this is Gabe Osborne for WSMI Ag News.